You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, just replacing Nimrod and John right there because I'm a little late. And welcome to my show. It's called Karasu, and tonight's feature artist of the month of the Japanese artist that I like to play is Pizzicato 5. So if you really like some Shibuya K-pop and want to put a smile across your face, then this show is for you. Enjoy the summer, people. Again, it's Pizzicato 5 on CITR.
Do that.
tonight's feature on CITR's show Katasu will be Pizzicato 5 for tonight. And I hope you guys will be staying tuned, because I'll talk very quickly about Pizzicato 5 and play many of their albums and hopefully make more fans for their music. So please stay tuned. Podcasting will be available for this show. You can go to www.citr.ca and then download many of the programs available, including this show. And my name is Alex Ishijima, by the way, and welcome. Thank you for listening right now. Pizzicato 5, they actually started off in 1979 when they were at Aoyama University. The co-founders, Uwasu Haru Konishi and Keitaro Takanami, they were both students, and they had great passion for the music. And not to mention that Aoyama District was, at that time, Tokyo's posh zone. That's where all the fashion, the latest trends were just coming out. So for them, they really wanted to push the levels of where they can take music, hopefully to another level. And then that's where they started looking for many other students that had their same dreams. And then they didn't recruit Nomiya Maki at that time. Nomiya Maki was the last singer to ever perform with Pizzicato 5, as a matter of fact. Before then, they had two singers. Before Nomiya Maki was, I believe it was Keitaro Takanami. I think it was one of the co-founders. Correct me if I am wrong. But before that, they actually had another female vocalist under the name of Momiko Sasaki. And she actually joined in 84. And this became the full lineup for the Pizzicato 5 and to be able to release their first single. And I'm going to be playing the very first single right now. It's called Audrey Hepburn Complex. I guess in the early 80s, I guess people had this mad craze. The Japanese had mad craze about Audrey Hepburn. As a matter of fact, some Japanese believe that Audrey Hepburn had the perfect face and the perfect figure. So I think they really idolized her for her physicality, especially. But you could probably hear some hints of the Pizzicato 5's signature style of the Shibuya K scene of the 60s go-go style with Happyland pop. But in this song, you could hear more of the elements of the 1980s, where they were really playing out with the synthesizers. So the quality of this song is a little low, so you may hear a little cracks here and there. But nonetheless, I hope you can enjoy this very first song. Again, it's called The Audrey Hepburn Complex by Pizzicato 5.
Ah.
So we had the very first single of Pizzicato 5 that was ever released in Japan. It was called the Audrey Hepburn Complex. There's actually a music video for this song as well. And other than the fact that it is quite cheesy, because it was made in the early 1980s, you also recognize that they actually have four members in the Pizzicato 5. For most listeners that are really passionate about Japanese music, they would more recognize the Pizzicato 5 as a duo of Nomiya Maki and Usaharu Konishi. But Pizzicato 5 was originally five members, actually five guys, as a matter of fact. They didn't even have a female vocalist when they first started. But after some mix and matches and members coming and going, it shrunk down to four members and then down to the two of what we know right now. And through that single, they actually got a contract with CBS Sony, which is now known as Sony Music Entertainment. And that's where they released the first album, which was called Couples, where the single Audrey Hepburn Complex came from. But it was a massive commercial failure. It just did not sell at all. And the industry really forced the Pizzicato 5, to find a new singer. And that's how the first vocalist, Momiko Sasaki, cut. She just did not work with them, unfortunately. And they did release several other couple albums, but they were not commercially successful either. So they were at the down low till the end of the 80s. Fortunately, in the 1990s, after the second vocalist quit, which was, I need to correct this, it's Kamamiya, Tajima, the co-founder, also left to work on her own band called Original Love. And Keitaro Takanami, after he left as well, that's where two members were left, Maki Nomiya and Usaharu Konishi. And that's the Pizzicato 5 that we know right now. And it was a perfect match, as a matter of fact. It really, 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 really worked out that Maki Nomiya was very passionate about her singing. And I guess you could say that she is an excellent Japanese diva. She wasn't really diva in the sense that, you know, she was like cocky and was very demanding, but she really knew how to sing, especially with the signature style of the big 60s bebop, bossa nova slash hip hop beat slash techno of the Pizzicato 5 signature style. And Konishi was also an excellent producer. He was a very talented DJ. And perhaps through his experiments of what the PE5 should sound about and playing with several records, playing around with the mixing, he was able to create a mold, a sound of the flourishing Shibuya K scene that really helped them become who they are right now. And the music did work out, but I have to say that it is not through the music, but it's probably through the exposure of their music that really helped them excel to international level. And it is thanks to television, as a matter of fact. A television drama used one of their songs as a music theme, and that was actually featured in a spring advertisement, a TV advertisement for a cosmetic called Kanebo Cosmetic. And that led to one smash hit from their album. And I will be playing that right now. It's called Sweet Soul Review. And followed by that, I'm going to play another song called Tokyo wa Yoru no Shichiji, or in the English version, it's called The Night is Still Young. And this was also used for a TV opening theme song for a children's television program. And it's kind of weird, though, because The Night's Still Young song, it's actually about a woman waiting for a very long time for her soulmate to arrive and start their date in the evening in the middle of Tokyo. So I don't know why they chose that song for a children's television program, but nonetheless, it's really upbeat, really happy, and I guess that may be why they chose that song, so that children could jump around and be hyper. But anyways, I will be playing these two songs right now, starting off with Sweet Soul Review.
Is Natasha Raya. I'm a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Stereophonic sound spectacular.
The Night Is Still Young, performed on Pizzicato 5, Japanese version. It's titled as Tokyo wa Yoru no Shichiji. It is 7 p.m. at night in Tokyo. And that song was used for a children's program. So I don't know what the children program is about, but hey, I'm pretty sure they had a lot of fun. Okay, so I'm gonna play a few more albums. Right now, the next album I'm going to be playing by Pizzicato 5 is called Sister Frieden Tapes, and I find this album very unique. From a couple of songs that you just heard before, you could tell by now that they have this really upbeat pop style that is also blended with some groovy tracks and some, like, you know... How should I say, not jazz, what's the word I'm trying to get at? Something that is sort of like bebop in the 60s instrumental. And this was a very pioneering sound for the Shibuya K scene. This is what Shibuya Pop is about. Another band that you may want to check out is called Flipper's Guitar, which was a former band of Cornelius. And this is pretty interesting too, that Cornelius also helped produce those last two songs that you just heard as well. So you could just see that connection right there. But anyways, in 1994, Pizzicato 5, they really gained a lot of recognition, not just within Japan, but also in America as well. They actually moved to a new label in 94 called Matador Records, located in New York City, I believe. And this led to a compilation album called 5x5, as well as a full-length album called Made in USA. And this sold 200,000 copies worldwide. And this isn't a major label, so I think that is a very large accomplishment. And several years later, they actually signed with Ready Made Records, but actually written out as 9 asterisks in a row, and then the word records, but they call it Ready Made Records. And this was also commercially successful as well. And by this point, that DJ Yasuharu Konishi really gained experience as an internationally renowned DJ of making excellent tracks, while Maki Nomiya is now the international Shibuya icon of the Shibuya K scene diva as well. But in this album called Sister Frieden Tapes, I think they're having more fun in this. I don't know. There's something in their music that that it seems like they're becoming a little bit more experimental, but having a lot more fun. And the reason why is that unlike with the mixing by Konishi of blending some of the tracks that you just heard earlier, this one, it comes with like a live band, and it has like this different sound, a little bit more rock in there, and with acoustics in several of the tracks as well. But I just sense this energy that they really are enjoying this jam session, so to say. And I think this is a very interesting album. I think you should pick it up if you like Pizzicato 5, as well as something that Pizzicato 5 has done differently. So I'm going to be playing a few tracks from this album, and hope you guys will be enjoying this right now. I'll be playing the very first track. Fortunately, it doesn't have a list. I'll just pull it out right now. The cover, which has a very excellent collage. The first song I'm going to be playing is called Airplane 96. And I'll follow it up with song. I guess they were hungry. It's called Chicken Curry, and I hope you guys like it. This is 101.9 CITR.
Cause most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
We had Chicken Curry on that song, and then before that, it was called Airplane 96, Pizzicato 5, with some live band in the background. I think that was a very interesting tracks from the album Sister Freedom Tapes. And we're going to be going back to the more familiar style of Pizzicato 5. With some of their groovy sensations. Going to be putting in their album that really made their mark. Very commercially successful. It's from the Red May Records called Happy End of the World. That's the name of the album. Released in 1997. And I will be playing two songs from here. And the first song is called It's a Beautiful Day. As it should always be in Vancouver. And I will also play another song followed by that called Mon Amour Tokyo. And I know that my pronunciation in French is hideous. I should go back to school. And but nonetheless, I think it really is an excellent album. I think I should pick it up. Really need to buy it. Got this from the CITR library, but I really got to buy this album. But after I play these two songs, I'll follow it up with a remix album too, but I'll talk a little bit more about that later. First off, It's a Beautiful Day by Pizzicato 5.
Bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Bless. られない人がとっても切ないの。恋の終わりが来ることは分かっていたけど、あの夏の日あなたは星降る空の下で甘い愛の言葉を私に囁いた。忘れないモナムール一人ぼっちであってもなく街をさまようの。涙溢れて目の前何も見えない。
We had two tracks from the Happy End of the World album. They're both excellent tracks, and hope you guys like that. The two songs, that first one was called Mon Amour Tokyo. It does have like this little Japanese element there. There are some parts that really reminds me of like this old school Japanese enka, which is traditional folk music. And just mixing it up with some high-end top beats right there. And before that, I also had a song called It's a Beautiful Day. And I hope it still is right now. I'm still inside the studio. I don't know. Last few days were storms and hails. I don't know what the hell is going on in this Vancouver city. And but anyways, what I'm going to be playing next is that it is the same album, Happy End of the World, but it's actually a remix album. And they have some pretty nice DJs that have been mixing every track. Apparently, this is sort of like a tribute, a thank you album, but on behalf of the producers and the DJs that that contributed to this album, that previously the producers really worked with Pizzicato 5 and able to get themselves that experience to work in the music scene. And for that, after Pizzicato 5's success, they decided to make a remix album. The names will be including Sean O'Hagan, DJ Dara, 808 State, Daddy Yo, Daniel Miller, and Gareth Jones, Dimitri from Paris. The list goes on, and I've seen this like in many stores, and it has been gaining some a lot of attention as well. So I'm going to be playing this album right now, and let me just see which songs that I would like to play. How about this very long remix? It's around 30 minutes long, and the song is called "The World Is Spinning at 45 RPM." Or that's also known as rounds per minute. And this is the remix by Daniel Miller and Gareth Jones. And it's an edit called the Sunroof Mix Edit. And it's going to be a little change from what we've been hearing lately. So this might be a very interesting track for any Pizzicato fans out there as well. Anyways, here we go. I'll be playing it right now.
Pizzicato 5, the sunroof mixes. Thank you. We'll be right back.
The world is spinning at 45 RPM, and that was a remix version performed by Daniel Miller and Gareth Jones. Of course, the original has been performed by Pizzicato 5. If you listen to the original version, you will be saying, what the fuck? Because it's really, really out there. It's really different. But nonetheless, this remix album is excellent. Please, please pick it up. The next album that I will be playing right now is called Playboy Playgirl. This was released in 1998. I think this really marked their point of saying that we made it, we gone this far, and made our own original style of some combination of go-go style. And in this one, I guess hip-hop beats might be one of the terms that I should use. It's a really excellent blend. I have to say, Konishi is an amazing amazing DJ that was really mixing these things up. And perhaps they were really ahead of their time as well. If you just listen to a lot of like the mainstream music, you could hear some elements of Pizzicato 5 using a lot of the brass, a lot of the pop elements here and there as well. So you could say that they may have been a few years ahead of their time too. So anyways, it's called Playboy and Playgirl. I'm going to be playing another single of the same title. So hope you guys like it. Again, it's Pizzicato 5 on 101.9 FM CITR.
Okay. Hi, this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
今あなたがお聞きになっているのはピチカート5のプレイボーイプレイガールです。朝目を覚ましてあなたが最初に考えたことは何ですか？
Hello, I am back to the show right now. That was from the album Play Boy Play Girl. And the last song you just heard is called La Depression, and the lyrics were in Japanese, but the girls were singing about, oh, how they were awaiting to meet the perfect man of riches and fortunes, and how he is such a gentleman, just a knight riding on a white horse. But at this season, they cannot find the man. So hence, it's the song called La Depression. And before that, I had a track with the same album title. It's called Play Boy, Play Girl. And I have 50 minutes left in the program, which is focusing on Pizzicato 5 tonight. But just a reminder, at 9 o'clock, Gavin Walker will be taking over. He'll be hosting a show called The Jazz Show. Not Jazz Show, The Jazz Show. And there's a reason why there is the article, The, because it's an excellent program to find some excellent jazz tunes based on his selection. And not to mention, you know what? This week, if you haven't figured it out, it is the International Vancouver International Jazz Festival happening throughout Vancouver. So this is just a perfect time to listen to the program. Again, it's hosted by Gavin Walker, called The Jazz Show, starting at 9 p.m. Straight up. Okay, the next album I'll be playing is called the fifth release from Matador. This is actually the final record that they released for Matador Records, and also the last one as an American release. So this is a very amazing album, I have to say. It has a really nice mix of different styles. They still maintain their bossa nova tech hip-hop slash jazz bop, but each of the tracks still have like this different element with them, and I think they really perfected their music in this album. But this was released in 2000, but unfortunately, a year after, in 2001, this is the time when the band decided to break up. This is when they made an announcement. And it's unfortunate. I think they split up to pursue their own solo careers. I believe Konishi is still making different remixes and albums and producing for various other artists, while Komiya Maki has been working on a book. As a matter of fact, she has been working on a book on fashion. She has been a fashion profiler, making advices for what is the next fashion trend in Tokyo, and she has also been releasing some solo records as well. But compared to, in my opinion, compared to what she has solo, I really prefer what the Pizzicato 5 has ever created. We'll be playing some tracks from the fifth release from Matador. I think first off, we'll be playing a song called A Perfect World. This is another smash hit single that they've released, and it is just wonderful. And we'll choose another song, perhaps a song called Darling of Discotheque. I think that'll be the song. But anyways, we'll be playing A Perfect World by Pizzicato 5 right now. Whoopsies. I played the wrong one. Let me just try that one more time.
This recording...
Perfect
CITR podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Yes, please do be kind to robots, or else you'll just leave the microphone on during the show. So anyways, thank you for listening. I'm going to be finishing it up with Dial Into Disco Tech, which is one of the tracks on the fifth release from Matador, performed by Pizzicato 5. I hope you guys enjoyed the featured artist of the show for Karasu. My name is Alex Tsujijima, and if you have any comments, you can send me email, japanindie@gmail.com. And otherwise, I'll be playing more Japanese artists next week, again, at 7:30, Monday. And next up will be Gavin Walker for The Jazz Show. Until then, sayonara, and have a good night. Take care. Bye-bye. La 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 la